Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Thanks for tuning back into the show. I'm so excited because we are going to talk about content and we are de-stressing everything that has stressed you out about content. I am uniquely positioned to help you through this because once upon a time, I was also very stressed about content. I used to think I was going to run out of ideas or all of a sudden I was going to become totally uncreative. I am one of those people that cannot batch create content very effectively. I have tried for years. I have one of these like creative peaks and inspirations. So what I do now is I sort of just write everything down in my notebook. I try to create time every week to create content, but I also walk away if I'm just not feeling the vibe. And if you're not feeling the vibe sometimes, that's probably a sign to just repurpose some content that you've already created. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you a little bit of a coaching session. So I do a lot of coaching with a lot of real estate and mortgage humans and even people outside of that industry. And the two common things that are brought up in the coaching are the reasons that people come to me to be coached is one, I want to get more comfortable on camera. I know that I need to do video. I have a fear of being an expert. I'm not exactly sure what to say. How do I develop my skills in that arena? But also, what the heck do I post? How do I create content that's actually going to connect and convert? So one of the things that a lot of us do is we start to scroll for inspiration. And of course, inspiration is how we all get started. We have people that we admire, people that are in our industry or outside of our industry. We see how they are creating content and we think, oh my gosh, I want to do it just like that. Or I want it to be that kind of visual because I really responded to that visual. Now, of course, as you go through your content journey, you're going to develop your own style, your own flavor, and part of that is really a self-awareness of knowing who you are, what you stand for, what you value, et cetera, and that does take some time. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't get inspiration or scroll through the feed for content ideas. What I do find for me personally is that often when I scroll, two things happen. One, I get trapped in a rabbit hole and 4 hours goes by. Or two, I get trapped in comparison. And I think, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. Oh, but they've already done that idea. And I can't ever possibly do any idea about that particular topic because it's already been done. And they did it so well that I can't ever put my own spin on it or my own perspective. And I should just give up on this anyway. And so what happens is I compare or I get really discouraged. Or maybe I see somebody that I'm like, wow, they're doing that so well at such a high level. I can never compare to that. So if you're experiencing that too, what I personally recommend is that instead of scrolling, instead of consuming for inspiration, that you start to look within and you start creating before consuming. So here's my assignment for you. I want you to listen to this podcast, which is going to be short. And then I want you to, as soon as possible, write down on a piece of paper, I want you to put 17, 1 through 17. On piece of paper, if you want to put it in a spreadsheet, you can. I want you to think about 17 of the questions that you were asked this last week or have ever been asked. And I know it's kind of hard to remember, which is why I want you to get into this habit of noting your questions on a regular basis. Like I note my ideas on a regular basis, I also have trained myself to start noting the questions that come up in my conversations, in my classes, in my DMs, so that I can then create content around it. So the first step is being aware of the content and the questions being asked. Now, this could also be things that went wrong, things that just blew up, right? The dumpster fire, because there is a lesson in all of that. Recently, I was logged out of Instagram, and I was so thankful I had my Instagram backup codes. And I thought, you know, what if this happened to me? It could happen to someone else. Maybe somebody else doesn't know where the backup codes are. And I made a piece of content about it. That actually happened to me. It was a thing that went wrong or not a really great experience. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a question. But I want you to think about what happened this week. What are the questions that were asked of you? What questions have you received? What questions do you think someone might be asking? And then what are the questions that are unasked? Because there's a lot of questions that we think are silly. Oh, I know this is a silly question. I probably shouldn't even be asking this. And you know that's how we qualify it because, you know, we're vulnerable and we don't want people, you know, we want to be loved. We want to be affirmed and loved and approved. And so there are times when we have questions that go unasked. One, we don't know to ask them. Or two, we feel embarrassed or ashamed, like we should know, or this is a silly or easy question. So I want you to write down 17 questions or problems or dumpster fire things that happened or lessons learned from this week. Now, the reason that I have 17 is that I want you to then get into the habit of repurposing or looking at your one idea as multiple pieces of content. This is something that I just recently adopted because I was trying to reinvent the wheel every single time. I had 100 ideas and I'm like, once those 100 were made, that was it. But then I thought, okay, well, wait, you're getting new people that are following you, that are added to your community that didn't see when you posted originally. You have a new insights, especially if you're in real estate because the market changes all the time. So if you posted about a topic a year ago, chances are it's probably changed. You've grown as a person, you've had more experiences, and so you have more to add to that conversation. So I want you to write down those questions, and then we're going to make three different formats for each idea. Three different formats for each idea. 17 times three, it's about 52 posts. Well, what do you know? That's one post a week. So this idea is that you don't reinvent. Number one, you turn within. You think about what are the actual lived experiences that I've had? Because that's the only original content you do have. When you share a story about your client or something that experienced that you experienced, that is your original content. So it really takes that stress away of, what if I don't have any original content? What if I copy someone else's? When we live and come from lived experiences and shared personal stories, that is what positions us as the guide in the story. And if you're fearful of being the expert with all the answers, when you share what happened to you or how you did something or how a client did something, you're not being prescriptive. You're sharing a lived experience that somebody can actually learn from as well. So what are the different types of formats? Well, you'll probably start to notice this now if you really look at it, especially if you're following a creator and you consume a lot of their content. They're creating different formats. I mentioned that some of the people that were here a year ago aren't going to be seeing your content now, and vice versa. There's new people that are joining your community, or maybe they saw that piece of content and they weren't in the right mindset to receive it, or maybe they totally missed it because they were taking a break from social media. Not all of your community is going to see all of your content. So it's important to rephrase, reformat, resurface your ideas over and over and over again, because we need to tell somebody things multiple times and we think, oh, everybody already saw that. No, they didn't. And even if they did, you can say it in a little bit of a different way and they can receive it in a different way if they're in a different season of life. So I'm going to do three different formats. I'm going to create a talk to the camera reel. That's going to be my educational or my expertise. And that's going to be, you know, my quote unquote long form content. When I say long form, you know, right now it's 90 seconds. That's as long as I can go on my reels. It's going to be going up to 3 minutes and then probably up to 10. But I'm going to create that content for the person who is looking for the in-depth explanation. That's not going to be everyone. That's not going to be a lot of people. That's probably going to be a small amount of people, but those small amount of people are highly interested, warm audience that could reach out to me and want to work with me. Then I might take the concept or the idea, like the one tip from that in-depth 2 minute or 3 minute video, and I might make a B-roll footage where instead of me talking to the camera, it's just footage that I've taken from an event, or maybe I've set up my phone on a tripod and I'm working in my office and it's a time lapse of me just working in my office. And then I'm going to put some music to it and have the tip written out in text over that B-roll footage. Same exact idea, two different formats. Then often what I do is, because I like to script out and prepare. You may not like to script out. Maybe you just like to write out the hook or the title for your reel, but I like to script everything out. And then I'll create my educational reel, which is the talk to the camera one we just did, the first one. And then oftentimes I'll go to the actual script, like the document that I typed everything out in, and I will go to Canva and make a text-based carousel post. I'll take the first sentence, which is my hook. I copy it from my Word document. I go over to Canva and I paste it in to my Canva graphic. And then I go to the next point and I rinse and repeat. Sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes I just take the idea and think, well, I'm talking about this idea. How can I make it more readable, more into a text-based format of this post? And right there, you've got three different formats. You've got a talk to the camera reel. You've got a B-roll reel where it's the same exact idea, but it's the short snippet with the text. And then you've got a carousel post. There are more formats that you could do, right? But this is going to give you at least one idea per week. And you can mix and match. You don't have to do all three back-to-back, meaning, let's say my topic is, should I have two Instagram accounts? Okay, I can make the talk to the camera reel where I'm talking about why you should or shouldn't have two separate Instagram accounts, one for business, one for personal, and why you should combine them. I can have that one reel. Now, the next post I make could be another total different question that somebody asked. I don't have to make the talk to the camera reel and then go right into the same exact topic and make the carousel post, but I can. It's whatever you want to do. I personally just like to mix and match it because I get bored talking about the same topic. So I like to kind of go back and revisit stuff. And sometimes I go back and look at stuff that I've done and I'm like, oh, that was pretty good. I totally forgot about that. So it's so important to revisit your content. So two things I want you to take away from today's session. Number one, you're going to write down 17 questions that you are often asked or things that are unasked that because of your experience, you know people are forgetting to ask because they don't know or they might be embarrassed to ask. Maybe it's not a question. Maybe it's something that goes wildly wrong, but you're going to write down 17 things. Then you're going to have three different formats for each one of those, okay? So what are your people struggling with? What questions do they ask? What questions are unasked? And now I have an entire podcast about this, but it's also really important to know how they feel because we're going to use those feeling words. I use the emotions wheel. You can just go Google emotions wheel, or you can go to humansystems.io. And I'm going to use those words in my copy because now that person's, I'm speaking directly to them and I'm like in their minds. They're like, wow, that actually is a question that I hadn't even thought to ask. And that is how I feel. And then you're going to have different ideas for content. And what you'll probably find is as you're writing down these 17 ideas, you're going to free up a space in your mind where you're like free to come up with more ideas. And so really creating more content does in fact sometimes lead to creating more content. I thought it was the opposite for a long time that if I created everything that I was going to run out, I'm not going to have any ideas. This is a solid strategy for you to start from within where you are creating first and consuming second. And maybe you don't even consume. What a wild idea, right? What if you never consumed? And would that be joyful? I kind of feel like that'd be super joyful to be like, I'm just going to create content that I know people that I'm going to work with and help have questions about. I'm not even going to look at the metrics. I'm not even going to look at anybody else doing it. So that might be a little extreme for you at this moment, but the takeaway is 17 ideas. You're going to have three different formats. Now, if you need a little bit more help, don't worry. I've got you. I have an entire content categories or content concepts guide. It's totally free. It has over 40 ideas in it. I didn't like the idea of sort of these like buckets or pillars where it's like educational, entertaining. My brain just didn't work that way. And I also need a visual example. So I have made the guide that I wish that I had, and it's totally free. You can grab it in either my Instagram profile with the link in my bio, or you can go to chelseapites.com/resources, and you'll be able to see that on my resource page. So thank you again for listening. Send me a DM if you came from the podcast. Don't forget to get your content concepts freebie. That's almost 50 pages of a full guide with examples of reels and carousels and different kinds of posts for Instagram in different categories to help you get started and stay going, my friends. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'll see you then. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelsea.pites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio.